The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to All Things Therapy with Lisa Tahir, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to All Things Therapy, where we are changing consciousness one conversation at a time. I'm your host, Lisa Tahir. Thank you for being with me today, Thursday, November 5th. Today's a special show because I'm doing it solo, connecting with you. I want to just share my excitement at my book launching this month on Thursday, November 17th. And what that means is that all pre-ordered books will ship out to you on November 17th. They will be on their way to you to hold it in your hands. I have in my hands an advance copy of it. And it's one of my biggest dreams coming true to have the Chiron effect, healing our core wounds through astrology, empathy, and self-forgiveness to be in print and coming out to you. I wanted to take a few minutes today to share why this book could be helpful to you and important for you. And therefore, you know, why would I buy this book? I would love you to buy my book because I wrote it to answer my own personal frustration and annoyance, quite frankly, with sometimes in therapy. And I say that having been a therapist for over 20 years, that there is just kind of like a cyclical rehashing of bad memories, of traumatic memories, of things that have gone wrong in our life. And I was there as a client in psychotherapy for numerous years, coming back to the same wounds, the same memories, the same abandonment, the same rejection, being for in my life at 19 years old, my mom kicked me out of the house very traumatically, very violently and unexpectedly. It was definitely a scar that set the next 20 years of my life in motion. And I felt like I spent the next 20 years trying, kind of like recovering from that unexpected loss and abandonment of my family home, of my relationship with my mother as I knew it, and, you know, fell into years of addiction, of low self-esteem, of being really good at school. The experience caused me to want to be a therapist and help other people like me that went through something just way bigger than what they had the tools to cope with and handle, like I found myself. And so I entered therapy actually at 21, 2 years after this experience, and I had a wonderful therapist. And after a number of years, though, it seemed like she kept bringing me back to that original wound of being kicked out and what that felt like. And I remember saying to her one day, I said, you know what? That was 15 years ago. I'm ready to tell a new story. I'm not going back there. I don't want to go back there. I feel like I've lived back there for almost this whole 15 years. And though I had a lot of career success, some wonderful, beautiful romantic relationships and friendships, there's still like, it didn't feel like my life was totally nailed down or in a stable way where I felt consistently happy. And I had lots of beautiful moments, experiences of happiness, but it's almost like just the continued experience of peace and joy and happiness were somehow eluding me. And so I wrote this book when I asked myself and the universe, like, what is beyond this? What is beyond this for me, myself, Lisa Tahir? What is beyond this for my clients? What can I offer besides going back to their traumatic memories and re-exploring them and just being in that place? And that's when I received just the thought, the curiosity, the message to explore Chiron, C-H-I-R-O-N, which led me to 4 years of study and research and writing and just turning over every rock in my own life, in my subconscious and my conscious. And what am I believing to be true about myself? How much of that is what I want to believe? How much of that is what I was told when I was younger? Really looking at my limiting beliefs about myself. People say you can't have everything. I'm here to tell you, yes, you fucking can have everything once you align yourself with creating that. And for me, it's been a deeply internal process, really going within and opening the inner eyes of ourselves and looking at what our deepest needs are. And then getting to a place where we actually believe we can accomplish that, we can have those needs met, whatever they are. And it's not too much. It is not too great. You're not too much. You're not defective. I really have spent this last 4 years in writing the Chiron Effect, shifting and changing things that so many people come to me about, feeling like they're broken or damaged or, you know, like wanting more and not knowing how to get there. And my book helps you get there in whatever aspect of life you want to increase your happiness in. And it's through identifying by entering on my interactive website at nolatherapy.com. If you go there, there's a button, order my book, and you can read about this book. You can enter your date of birth information through an interactive portal I have created, and it shares with you which of the 12 wounds, which is another way to say your deepest vulnerability, the area of your life that you tend to edit and hide from others because you might feel embarrassed. You might feel shame even. It's like you don't want people to know. It's hard for you to be with those parts of yourself. And we all have those parts where we're not as confident in that area as another. And I want us to be confident in all areas of our lives as much as we can, living authentically without having to change what we think or feel because someone might not like us, love us, leave us, or judge us. And my book is that journey into deep self-love, self-appreciation, and from that place of compassion, forgiving ourselves for the judgments we have piled upon ourselves, layer upon layer upon layer, over the time we first have memory, up until this very moment that you're living, really going through those experiences with loving kindness and compassion and freeing ourselves from those judgments and those wounds and those limitations to a point where I'm telling you, you can really feel happier even when you're triggered, even when something happens that hurts your feelings. People are going to hurt our feelings, and it's how we respond versus react is what changes the outcome. And you're going to learn in my book how to delay your response time. We tend to text right back, speak right back. And I've learned it's helpful to put a buffer of time in between your response so that you're not reacting from your wound. You are responding from a place of power and love and real clarity. And I've learned oftentimes it might not be responding at all. It might be just sitting with the exchange that just happened with your loved one that didn't feel good and kind of letting it play out in your life and just gaining more and more clarity with what do I really want to say We can damage people with our words, as you know. We can damage people with our actions. We can hurt and damage ourselves. And so in my book, I am teaching you practical steps to take so you are not damaging anymore. You're actually co-creating. You're really living from a place of authenticity and empowerment and able to handle and navigate some of the hardest things in life that we have to deal with, like loss and grief and death and breakups and being rejected and feeling not good enough, being neglected, being abandoned, having someone exert their power in a way that hurts us, being abused or being an abuser, having to do with feeling disconnected from our community, from our loved ones, disconnected from ourselves. And how do we reconnect and really transform our deepest vulnerabilities into our greatest source of strength and power consistently day after day? And that's what my book answers. And it's why I believe it to be a tool for you if you're interested in mind, body, and spirit, in healing, in meditation, and using affirmations. And if you haven't practiced healing or living your life from this perspective, it's an introduction. I speak in the very beginning about having an inclusive viewpoint, meaning that though I incorporate spirituality into my psychology, not everyone does. So if you're of a secular belief system, you might find peace in nature. You might find answers in science. So I invite you to apply your perspective, your worldview onto what I've written and make it your own. There are so many different ways to view life. And my offering is one way to encourage you to look at things differently from a new vantage point. Because when we do that, it opens up more possibilities from where we were before. And that's why I'm excited for you to have this work. I want to know what you think about it. I definitely welcome your Amazon reviews. Wherever you buy it, write a review. I want to know how accurate this feels to you, that your vulnerability, this placement of a core wound, of a vulnerability, if that's accurate for you, if it's not, what you think about the takeaway steps, and if it helps you. I encourage you, if you're in a relationship, look at your partner's Chiron placement, because when you both know where your Chiron is, you can avoid a lot of the same fights you might have been having or arguments and struggles, because you both know where you're vulnerable, where you need to be supported instead of accused, where you need to help each other instead of feeling like you're at war against each other. So you can be in the relationship more together as opposed to being on opposing sides of things. His Holiness, the 14th Dalai Lama, has endorsed my book, saying that this pathway of forgiveness and compassionate healing is the way to go. It's how he believes and teaches. And he says that the Chiron effect will be of interest to many and will greatly benefit readers. It's such an honor to have the endorsement of His Holiness. And order now. It's if you go to nolatherapy.com, you can order at the book button. You can go to Amazon, put in Lisa Tahir. You can go to barnesandnoble.com, pull up Lisa Tahir, The Chiron Effect. If you're in New Orleans, Blue Cypress Bookstore on Oak Street is handling orders so that we can support local businesses. I'm in New Orleans right now and have been for the last several months. So Blue Cypress is selling my book. It's ordering it for you now on pre-order and after. If you're in New Orleans on Friday, December 11th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., they are hosting a live book signing, a safe, socially distant signing. It's limited. It's at limited capacity so we can stay safely together. Find that at their website, BlueCypressBooks.com, on their Facebook page. And I'm really excited about this event. I've been planning it for over a year in my imagination. I had a beautiful sound healer, Lauren Wagoner Rose of Peace Love Soundology, record a sound bath tuned to the healing frequency of Chiron. Every planet has a frequency. Everything has a frequency. So this is a 10-minute sound bath. I'm going to lead you in meditation at the event, and we're going to have the experience of what it's like to view life differently, to feel life differently. I'll also do a reading and sign books. There's going to be food and wine. And you can get tickets at Blue Cypress's Facebook page or by calling them, going to their website. And that's all I wanted to share with you, is encourage you to check my book out. Buy it for yourself. We're going into the holiday season. I'd love to see my book become a bestseller in all the places where that could happen. And I'd love your support in that, because I really am dedicated and committed to changing our consciousness, to changing our lives and feeling better, being better, and just giving ourselves permission to have what we really want instead of thinking we can't have it. That is bullshit thinking. You can have what you want once you take the steps to align and get there in mind, body, and spirit. And I just thank you for taking your time today to be with me. NolaTherapy.com and NolaTherapy on Instagram and on Facebook. Thank you. I want to give a shout out to my sponsor, BetterHelp.com. They have been a long-standing sponsor of All Things Therapy. They are a really awesome HIPAA-compliant online therapy platform where you can connect with a counselor in under 24 hours. It's professional counseling. You can meet with them weekly on video sessions or phone sessions through BetterHelp.com. They have so many wonderful therapists. I myself have been a therapist there to the BetterHelp community. They deal with a range of issues from depression, stress, and anxiety to grief, LGBT matters, and family conflicts. And as my listener, they offer you 10% off your first month by going to BetterHelp.com/ATT. And I'll spell that out, BetterHelp.com/ATT for All Things Therapy. Lastly, I want to invite you, if you don't already listen to audiobooks on Audible, to take advantage of the offer they have for you if you are not a subscriber, to receive a free audiobook download. My book is going to be up there. I'm so proud and excited to say I've spent the last couple months in the recording studio getting this book out to you. audibletrial.com/allthingstherapy. You can receive a free audiobook immediately, and then it subscribes you automatically. You can cancel that if you want after you get your free download, or you can keep it coming with one free download a month. It's at audibletrial.com/allthingstherapy.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then, taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And y'all, I'm just wishing you the best day. I'm being short and sweet today. Powerful message. I'm really excited. I'm really proud. And I want you to have this information. All my love to you. And next week, the really wonderful guest, Dr. Marissa Pay, she is a world-known motivational speaker and psychologist, is on the show. Tune in then. Until then, all of my love to you. Bye-bye.
You're listening to All Things Therapy with Lisa Tahir only.